The naked mole rat is not a mole, and it's not a rat, but it is naked. These hairless underground rodents are not about to win any beauty contest. They've been described as looking like sausages with teeth. But naked mole rats have strange traits that could help scientists understand things like cancer and aging. Research teams have been eager to analyze the rodent's entire genetic code. And now, as NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, they've done it.
Naked mole rats are pale pink and wrinkled. They have tiny eyes, piggy noses, and enormous buck teeth. Biologist Thomas Park says they are good-natured.
I think when you get to know them, or if you see them in real life, they take on a very cute quality.
Normally, these rodents live in dark underground tunnels in eastern Africa. Park has a couple hundred at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and he says if you pick one up, your hands will immediately feel one of their distinctive features. They are cold-blooded.
They take on the temperature of the room, so at room temperature, it feels like you're holding something that's not alive. It's very extraordinary.
Another reason they're extraordinary? Naked mole rats live in colonies with a queen who has all the babies, a social structure usually reserved for insects like bees. Park says there's more.
They don't feel certain types of pain, and they don't get cancer.
And because they evolved to exist in crowded, cramped tunnels with little air, they're able to survive on low levels of oxygen. They can also live for around 30 years, far longer than mice or rats. So naked mole rats would seem ideal for biomedical scientists. The critters could reveal how to protect the brain from oxygen deprivation during strokes, how to prevent cancer, how to slow down aging. This is why researcher Vadim Gladyshev became so fascinated when he first heard of these animals a few years ago at a dinner party. He has a lab at Harvard Medical School, and he realized for the science of naked mole rats to really move forward, biologists would first need to know all of its genes.
He decided, okay, let's go, full force and just sequence the genome, because genome is really critical in order to understand the biology of that animal.
They used the DNA of a 4-year-old male from the Chicago lab. The job took about a year and a half.
At this point, we have a genome, and we have done a preliminary analysis. The findings are very interesting, a number of, interesting leads, and we will continue working on them.
For example, since the naked mole rats are cold-blooded, he says they looked at genes that help regulate body temperature.
We found a gene which changed specifically in naked mole rats, not in other mammals, but specifically in naked mole rats, and that gene is responsible for generating heat.
They found other changes in genes possibly linked to lifespan, body hair, and cancer. The results are reported in the journal Nature. Now that there's a list of intriguing genes, scientists can try to figure out exactly what they do.
Now it's up to the labs to take these findings and to take these analyses and go to the lab and test them experimentally.
That's João Pedro Megalés. He's at the University of Liverpool in England and is part of another team that's been working to decode the naked mole rat's genes. He says having the full genetic code should get more scientists interested.
It certainly makes things much easier for researchers to work on the naked mole rat.
For example, he says they could study genes in isolated cells, or even put the genes into mice, a lab animal that's a lot more familiar to scientists than these odd, buck-toothed creatures. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.